It's Wednesday night. Time to check in with our weekly feature on Chadron State Athletics. Here's Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Chadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmer State Bank, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Chadron.
Hello, and with the Chadron State Sports Journal for September 23rd, 2020, I'm Voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, as well as the Sports Director at Eagle Radio here in Chadron. Good to have you with us for our radio show and podcast here today. Every Wednesday, you can catch the CSC Sports Journal. Today, we're going to whip around several sports here in session and look ahead at what's coming up a bit in the winter as well, and the latest details there. Biggest news in CSC athletics this week came as a very pleasant surprise, and it is one that Eagle fans are really excited about. The energy, the buzz, the number of likes simply on the breaking news I put out yesterday on my Twitter account shows that easily. Chadron State has added longtime rival Nebraska Kearney to its football schedule. The Eagles will travel to Kearney November 7th. It's an afternoon contest, 2 o'clock kickoff Mountain Time. The teams have not played since 2011, but they've got a rivalry that will be played for the 72nd time. It has not been played, though, since UNK left the RMAC back in 2011. UNK officials say tickets will be sold. Fans are expected to be allowed at the game, but those details are still being put together, and tickets probably won't go on sale until the week of the game. So mark your calendars, and as soon as we find out, we'll let you know as well. CSC continues to practice a few days a week to get ready for the season, which will open on October 10th at Colorado Mesa. It's now a 6-game season with the UNK edition. WQ Country will have live radio of all those Eagle football games. We will also continue our CSC Football Classics series. The third throwback broadcast is Saturday this week. CSC's win over Dixie State in 2018. It's where the Eagle defense made several fourth down and goal line stops to hold off the Trailblazers in a great game. It'll air at 11 o'clock on 97.5 and 105.9. Last week, we had a real nice chat with women's golf coach John Ritson. His team coming off the first tournament of the season. The Eagles now look forward to playing a couple of days of golf at Spearfish Country Club. That's coming up this Monday and Tuesday in the Yellow Jacket Fall Classic. This is a new fall tournament that's being held by BHSU, and it appears to be the first tournament in the Black Hills region for the Eagles since they held the Chadron State Invitational at Southern Hills in Hot Springs. That was back in 2014. The CSE golfers also have tournaments in Pueblo and Albuquerque next month before breaking until the spring season. If you missed our report recently on CSC volleyball, Eagles are still set to begin playing matches against other RMAC schools in mid to late January. No non-conference matches have been announced for the team, and the official match dates for RMAC play haven't been released outside of 4-day windows for each weekend by the conference either. Rodeos in Riverton, Wyoming this week at the Central Wyoming College event. Things will get started Friday and go through Sunday. And it is a very short season for Eagle cross country this fall. There's no race this week for the team, but Chadron State will open October with an event on the 3rd right here at The Rock. It's the CSC Open. Last Friday, the Eagles ran in Colorado Springs at the UCCS Open. Both the men and women placed 4th. The top CSC women's runner was Emma Willitson. She came in 22nd at 21 minutes, 9 seconds in her 5K. Jesse Jeremio ran his 8K race at 28:28 and came in 37th to lead the Eagle men. According to the school, CSC is racing head-to-head on the 3rd against South Dakota Mines in the CSC Open. However, more schools could end up joining the pack, and the course will be marked out with CSC flags for locals who want to safely watch from near 10th Street or the Rangeland Complex Road. Just look for those flags. Remember to mask up and socially distance yourself on any of the public lands you observe from to help curb the spread of coronavirus. And we're hearing major conferences are making decisions on college basketball season plans at the Division I levels very, very soon, likely October 1st. To this point, our sources confirm Chadron State is still expecting to begin the RMAC season on time with a road weekend to Fort Lewis and Western Colorado the first weekend in December. The Eagle women's basketball team also has an exhibition game set for October 30th at Wyoming in Laramie. If the RMAC does come out with a formal change or a confirmation, we'll make sure and pass it along, as well as any details on if and how fans will be able to attend games at the Chicoine Center this year. That's a look at this week's Shadron State Sports Journal. Remember, you can catch the show every Wednesday right about 525 on 97.5 FM. You can also listen at panhandlepost.com, as well as download the podcast on the website, too. Check it out at panhandlepost.com. I'm voice of the Eagles, Dave Collins, with this week's Shadron State Sports Journal. We'll catch you again next week.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Shadron State Sports Journal, presented by Farmers State Bank and Alliance, Bridgeport, and Shadron. Tune in next week and all season long for more insights into Eagles team happenings, unique student-athlete stories, and special features surrounding Shadron State Sports. Download tonight's podcast of the show through our website, panhandlepost.com. Click the CSC logo link.
I see the sign out front says Farmer State Bank. So do I need to be a farmer to bank here?
No. At Farmer State Bank, we're proud to help farmers and ranchers achieve financial freedom. But we can do the same thing for anyone. Teachers, receptionists, railroad engineers, you name it.
So actually it's farmers and anybody else who needs a really good bank, State Bank.
Yeah, I don't think that'll fit on the sign.
Farmer State Bank, your bank, your way. Member FDIC.